Let me urge you to become a partner with Jim for the Nation. Join us again next time on View.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Greater Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, and supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Senator Don Rogers, who for many years was in the state Senate here in California. Before that, he was in the state assembly. And eventually, he voted for legislation that limited the terms of state senators to 6 years, voting himself for all intents and purposes out of office. But he was certainly always one of the senators who always spoke on the right side of every issue, and we certainly worked very closely with him a couple of decade and a half ago, when we were involved in fighting the AIDS epidemic. But Senator Rogers is now certainly working on his own. He has an oil company. He works certainly in conservative issues, but I've asked him to come on to be with us just to sort of renew an old friendship. Senator Rogers, thanks very much for being with us.
Yeah, well, thank you, Dr. Stan. It's good to be back with you. It's been a while.
It sure has. Well, what are we going to be talking about tonight?
Well, I tell you, I've got some items here. I've got about four things that I'll touch on real quickly. First, I want to talk a little bit about President Obama's administration, and then about this phony government shutdown, and then Obamacare, some problems with that, and what I see is going to be the outcome of that. And then finally, the American dollar. Talk a little bit about the economic situation and the way we're headed, which is the wrong direction.
All right, fine. Well, I think those are all great topics, so you just pick up the story and we'll go from there.
Okay, well, the first one, you know, with President Obama's administration, I watch him or listen to him when he makes a speech, and it's obvious to me, Dr. Stan, that someone's writing the script for the hecklers and for the people that ask the questions. It's always, you know, they throw him a softball, and even the hecklers, you know, throw him a softball. So I think the administration, they're writing the script for the hecklers and for the people that ask the questions. And to me, you know, that's not a decent way to handle and react to an audience.
But I think, Senator Rogers, really the thing is that this is the way that things are. Everything is scripted. Our reality is being created by the people who write the script and who pay the actors or get the actors to do what they're doing. And most of what we see is not reality. It's illusion and delusion. I think you're absolutely right. I think it's all scripted. And until people understand that, in my estimation, Obama is simply a figurehead for the real power structure that runs this country, nothing's going to make sense. But you go right ahead.
Well, you know, you're right. And as I said, I don't like to see a so-called leader, which President Obama is our leader now, have them sort of stack the audience. They should be able to come out and speak to the people. And I noticed he always has to use the monitors, what do you call those things? The things that he looks at to read. He doesn't really give a speech. He's reading the monitor.
Sure.
But the other thing was, we just went through this, what I call a phony government shutdown. And, of course, I'm a Republican, and I watched what happened with the leadership of both the Republicans and the Democrats in Washington when they were going through this so-called government shutdown. And by the way, that was the only leverage that I could see that the Republicans and the Republican leadership had in order to keep us from going deeper and deeper in debt.
Hold that thought. And, Chris, when the push came to shove, they simply caved in. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Okay.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready till necessary to right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the have listened. It's 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Senator Rogers is pointing out that we have our troops stationed in 131 nations throughout the world. Why do we have our troops stationed in 131 nations throughout the world? And why don't the Republicans speak out against that? And it's simply because they're controlled by the same people who control the Democrats, and both of the market groups are dedicated to this idea of globalism. Now, certainly Senator Rogers thinks we ought to pull our troops home from overseas, and so do I. I think we ought to pull our 45,000 troops out of Germany, where we're actually occupying that country. We had to pull our 35,000 troops out of Japan. We are occupying that, and the Japanese do exactly what they're said, told to do. And the same thing is true in South Korea, where we have 25,000 troops. Let people defend themselves. Certainly bring our troops home. We can trade with them. That's fine. But we do not need to be telling them what to do or trying to change the structure of their society or simply kill their leaders, assassinate them, and put in people who go along with our agenda, because our agenda is always about this idea of world government, and that's not what the American people want. The American people want to live. We want to have our own country. We want to be prosperous here, and basically we can be. But, of course, we can trade with the other countries. We need to be productive here. But we should, in my estimation, stop this program where we have of actively exporting our jobs, designing our tax structure, which, of course, forces our corporations to move overseas. And then, of course, regulates them so much here that they really would rather be easy to go overseas. And when Obamacare comes in, we're going to lose a lot more of our corporations, either closing down or simply moving overseas, so they don't have to put up with Obamacare. But you go right ahead, Senator.
Well, you know, a little bit more about this phony government shutdown. you know why I think it was a short-lived thing and why what was really bothering the Democrats and some Republicans was that with this so-called government shutdown, people were beginning to say, hey, I really don't notice any difference. Maybe we've got about 50% more government than we really need. And I think that was what was worrying the Democrats more than anything else. They were afraid the people were going to realize that, hey, we don't need all these programs and all of these giveaways, and we don't need to be spending money all over the world. So I think that was what was one reason why they brought this phony shutdown, government shutdown, to a close very quickly. And, of course, in doing so, the Republicans and the Republican leadership, they lost whatever leverage they had in trying to slow down the spending and us going deeper and deeper into debt. What's the debt now, Dr. Stan? I hear it's something over $17 trillion. Is that correct?
That's over $17 trillion, right. And basically, they simply been lying to us about what was happening. For about 4 or 5 months, they didn't raise the debt at all. They simply borrowed money from other departments. And then suddenly, shortly after we'd John Boehner had given in. Why? Because then, of course, suddenly the government opened again. They increased the national debt by $300 billion in simply one day, and basically $330 billion in one day, and that got us up over $17 trillion. Everything, they simply lied to us about what was going on, but they figure the American people are so busy watching television and enjoying football and suddenly enjoying the good life that they really can't be concerned about what's going on. And I agree with you, people have to be concerned, because if we don't, we're going to lose this country because our leaders have a different agenda. I saw the recent poll on Congress. Congress has a 6% approval rating. Congress has a 6% approval rating. That's the worst approval rating for Congress in all of history. Go right ahead, Senator.
Well, and as I said earlier, I don't mean to indict all of them. There are probably, I don't know, half a dozen, maybe a dozen real good legislators in Congress, but what is out of something like 535, to only have a dozen or so that remember their oath of office, that is pathetic, Dr. Stan, and I fear for our country. And is also my understanding correct that we're going deeper into debt at the rate of $85 billion a month with this, again, this phony setup on selling bonds. We can't find anybody that will buy our bonds, or very few countries who will buy our bonds and finance our spending. So the Treasury Department they're buying back their own bonds. They're creating this $85 billion with no backing and using that to buy our bonds. I tell you, it's almost unbelievable what's going on back there.
Well, actually, I think the Fed is actually the one who's buying the bonds from the Treasury Department and buying certainly the mortgage-backed bonds certainly as well by those from the banks. And basically, the reason we're buying from the banks is because our banks, certainly most of them are totally bankrupt, and this is how we're trying to give them liquidity. And then, of course, they have to put that $45 billion every month into the Treasury Department, so they'll have the money to send out their Social Security checks and their Medicare checks and all the other checks that they're sending out, because we are only taking in about $2.2 trillion a year, and we're spending about $3.5 trillion a year, and you can't keep spending more money than you're taking in indefinitely. And the only thing that's keeping our economy from collapsing today is the fact that they are pouring $85 billion a month into the economy, about $1 trillion a year. And if they withdrew that, why, the whole economy would grind to a halt. Go right ahead, Senator.
Well, I think this agreement that was reached pretty much gave President Obama and his administration green light to spend as much as they want to and continue with this, getting us deeper and deeper in debt. And I wonder, you know, it's got to stop somewhere. Somebody's going to have to, enough members of Congress hopefully are going to stand up and say enough is enough. We're going to have to stop going deeper in debt because we know, Dr. Stan, who's going to be paying this debt. It's going to be my children, my grandchildren, and who knows how much further in the future that they're going to be saddled with this huge debt, and it's going to have to be paid someday. But I worry about the future of my youngsters. What have they got to look forward to except a heavier and heavier debt burden and a heavier taxation?
I think you're absolutely right. But, of course, the other way to get out from under the debt is simply to destroy the value of our currency. And this is what's happened in other countries that have done just what we've done. They simply destroyed the value of the currency, inflated it away, and you can get rid of your debt that way. But in the process, of course, you end up stealing the life savings of the people, destroying their annuities, their pensions, their insurance policies, anything mediated in dollars. And we've got two choices. Either suddenly we massively increase taxes, and if you do, the economy grinds to a halt. But if you massively increase taxes, you impoverish our people, or you simply do away with the debt by inflating it away, and then you impoverish our people. But there's no way we can continue doing what we're doing. Socialism is a wonderful idealistic concept, but it doesn't work because eventually you run out of other people's money to spend. And right now we're spending borrowed money. How long can we continue doing that? If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for our guest this evening, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-2295. And Senator Rogers was there in Sacramento. How long were you in Sacramento, Senator Rogers?
18 years.
18 years, and gave 18 years of his life trying to get California straightened out. He did a good job when he was there. There just weren't enough of him. But you go right ahead.
Well, there's one thing that I did, Dr. Stan. I don't mean to sound immodest, but I'm the only legislator in the history of California that's ever gotten rid of a tax. In fact, I got rid of two of them. And I'm sure you remember the story. About the only campaign promise I made when I was campaigning to be elected to the legislature was that if I got elected, I promised people that I would do what I could to get rid of the inheritance tax, which was a very cruel tax because people had already paid fully taxed on everything they'd earned. And you take, say, a man and his wife building up a business, a farm or dairy or ranch or whatever. They'd already been fully taxed on everything that they had earned. And then, say, the husband dies, then the widow, the wife, would inherit his half of the estate. And then the tax collector would come and hit her with a huge inheritance tax on the value of his half the estate. And the poor widow, all that happened, she did, her husband died. And now she's going to be taxed again on what they had already been taxed on. But anyway, so I tried to get it through the legislature for 2 years. I could not get it out of committee. So finally I wrote an initiative and collected enough signatures to get it on the ballot. And in 1982, the people voted to get rid of the inheritance and gift tax. Over 65% of the people voted to eliminate those two taxes because they hated that tax because it was so unfair. And it was literally destroying a lot of businesses and farms and ranches and dairies. And anyway, I'm happy I was able to do that with the help of a lot of people. And I wrote the initiative, probably rewrote it about 20 times until I got it where I knew it would stand and attack. And sure enough, just a few weeks after the people voted it out, the big spenders in Sacramento came up and said, we're going to reimpose the inheritance and gift tax. And I heard about it, and I called the committee consultant, and I said, I understand your committee is looking at reimposing some taxes, And they're
hold that thought for just a minute. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we'll be right back with Senator Rogers.
Okay.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Senator Don Rogers, who was 18 years in Sacramento, first in the state legislature, and then, of course, as a state senator, and that's where I met him when we were fighting a battle together to try to stop the AIDS epidemic. Of course, we were never allowed to do what was necessary. As a result, of course, they've killed, well, over 600,000 Americans have died. Another million, million and a half are infected, all unnecessarily. In fact, I wrote a book about that called AIDS AIDS, the unnecessary epidemic, but that was another time. But there were people who didn't want to stop the epidemic. They wanted to kill off the homosexuals and the blacks. Almost half of the people with a disease in America are black. Nobody ever tells you that, 40% of them. There are more blacks who have AIDS in America than there are whites. You can go to the CDC page and look it up. More blacks than whites, certainly. Take the Hispanic and Orientals in. Why, of course, but there's still far more blacks that have the disease than whites, according to the CDC's own statistics. But nobody's going to tell you the truth about that. Well, that's another era. We're talking certainly about what needs to be done. And the first thing we have to do is limit the amount of money that the government has. Why? Because whenever they have it, they're going to spend it. Government doesn't put away money, you know, just save it for a rainy day. Government spends money so they can buy votes. And believe me, a lot of the people who work certainly for the state government make fantastic salaries. I will tell you that a lot of state employees make a lot more money than some corporate executives. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. But Senator Rogers simply said that the best way to bring the state under control is to take the money away from them. Would that be a fair appraisal?
You bet. I think that's the only way that I see that you can control them, because as you say, if they can get their hands on the money, they're going to expand government, they're going to reward themselves, and if they don't have the money, they can't do it. And you know, you touched on something earlier, Dr. Stan, that I'd like to make a comment on. That was regarding inflation. You know, the government, and I'm very skeptical on the numbers they put out as far as the rate of inflation. I think they cooked the books, Dr. Stan, and they're claiming, well, the inflation rate is only, what, 1.5%, 2%? And I talked to my little wife, and when she comes back from the grocery store, I can tell you that she doesn't believe that. She thinks it's more like maybe 10 or 12%. Inflation rather than what the government is telling us. Because you know what the government does? They have this list of, what, 20 items by which they judge the rate of inflation. And if a few items start getting too high, say a couple of them get high to where it's going to look like they are going to force the inflation rate to be reported higher, what they do, they just take those two off the list of 20 and put in two replacements that are not going up. I think that's very dishonest, but they're cooking the book, and most people don't realize that this inflation, Dr. Stan, is just another tax, because if the politicians don't have the money as such, what they do is they, through creating all of this additional money with no backing, which you touched on earlier, what they do then is they use that money and put it into circulation that they've created. Well, that immediately lowers the value of the existing dollars. Say, for example, if you got $1 billion total in circulation, you create another $1 billion and you put that out into the marketplace. Now, what is each dollar worth? It's worth 50 cents. Now, that is inflation. Most people don't realize that inflation is a tax, because this is the way the politicians can get their hands on a lot of money, and they don't have to admit that they're raising taxes. It's a very sneaky, sneaky way to tax the people. If you told the people in America that, hey, we're going to raise your taxes 12%, people would really go crazy. They'd oppose it. There'd be a lot of new faces in Washington, D.C. But they do it through inflation, and people don't really understand that they're being taxed, but they're paying more for everything, for food, for fuel, for rent, for clothes, out of whatever. It's going up, and that's how they get more money from the people. without having to admit that it's a tax.
And basically, people have forgotten that when Barack Hussein Obama became president of the United States, gasoline was about $1.75 a gallon. What is it today? Oh, well, it's coming down. You know, it's less than $4, maybe $3.75. Ladies and gentlemen, it's gone from $1.75 up to $3.75. And they tell us that we don't have any inflation. They're lying. We'll be back in a moment. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
There, we'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Senator Don Rogers. 18 years there in the state legislature in California as an assemblyman and then as a senator, and that's when I knew him. But basically, Senator Rogers is talking about certainly employment. And he says he has a friend who runs a temporary employment agency. And this man is saying that certainly temporary employees can make about $12 an hour. And he hires people. And then, of course, actually has them go to work at temporary employees for people who need help for a time, only a short period of time. Now, our telephone number, if you're out there in the listening audience, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But, Senator Rogers, you were beginning to tell us about this friend of yours who runs an employment agency for temporary employees.
Yeah, a lot of times, you know, this is the beginning. This is a stepping stone for people to get full employment. They work first as a temporary employee, and they do a good job. And a lot of times, the businesses, if they need to expand, they'll hire them permanently. Well, what he ran into, though, is he said he would tell these people who would come in and be interviewed, he'd say, well, we've got lots of jobs here for $12 an hour. And they'd say, well, you know, when I total up my welfare check, my food stamps, my free dental care, my free medical care, free babysitting care, when I total all that up, I'm making $15 an hour and not having to work. Well, that's the problem, because all of these entitlements, it's discouraging people from getting job, getting one of these jobs or a job, and they're living off their neighbor. And that's not right, because as you said earlier, the problem with socialism is that pretty soon you run out of other people's money. Well, that's very true. But anyway, so he said, you know, that's a real problem. He said, we can't find enough people to go to work to fill these temporary jobs that we have available, because they can sit at home and make equivalent of $15 an hour. So why should they work? So that was kind of an eye-opener to me, and I wish that we could, some way we could stop of some of these entitlements. People think they've got it coming to them just because they're here and think they don't have to work, because that is not the American way. The reason America got great was because people were willing to go to work and you know, help themselves and grow and prosper by working and keeping the fruits of their labor for the most part. But now we've got a whole bunch of people. What is something like 40, 50 million people in this country that are on food stamps, plus a lot of these other entitlements. And it's discouraging to me that we've got that many people that are willing to live off their neighbors.
Almost 49 million people on food stamps, as you say. But basically, of course, the whole thing is going to come to a screeching halt, because we're going to simply run out of money. You can't keep simply putting $1 trillion a year into the economy, $1 trillion you don't have. You can't keep creating money out of nothing without eventually destroying the whole economic system. I think we're heading towards a major financial catastrophe. And when that happens, this whole house of cards is coming down. And every country's got to demand the government do something. And there's no way the government can provide things it doesn't have. And what you're going to end up with, and you can just see how it's coming down, is the destruction of the middle class. And you're going to have a small group of very wealthy people, and then a great mass of people are very, very poor. And then, of course, government employees will be the middle class, and the rest of the middle class will be wiped out. But they know exactly what they're doing. We started out certainly offering a helping hand, a benevolent hand to people. We called it charity. And charity started at home. It started in the church. It started in the local community. And then gradually it went from the local community to the state. And it was called welfare. And then, of course, under the welfare system, why, of course, you saw what happened in California, as did I. And then, of course, they changed the wording. And it went from charity to welfare and now to entitlements, almost as if somehow people are entitled to be taken care of, without understanding that any government that can take care of you from cradle to grave has to be able to control you. There really are people who want a socialist dictatorship in America. We are a Sovietized society. The average American thinks the enemy is over in Russia or in China or certainly in other countries. The enemy is right here. And in the enemy are those people who are imposing a Soviet type of economy on America. And eventually, of course, when the whole thing goes down, my fear is this whole idea is that, you know, the government providing for people will be gone, and people will suddenly find that they've lost their freedom, they've lost their homes, they've lost everything, and they are totally subservient to an all-regulatory government that controls them from the time they get up in the morning to the time they go to bed at night. What are your thoughts on that, Senator?
Yeah, well, you know, I listen to some of these the lawmakers and politicians, and they seem to purposely want to dumb down the American people and the ones that are voting. They dumb them down because why? Because they're easier to control. And I hear them say, well, you know, we've got this U.S. Constitution, but it's outdated and it doesn't serve us for our modern private problem. I disagree. There's nothing wrong with our U.S. Constitution. What the problem is that the politicians, our leaders, have let us get off the constitutional track. This country is no longer on a constitutional track. So you hear people say, well, we need to have a constitutional convention, and we need to amend the Constitution. I disagree, because, first of all, if you have a constitutional convention, there's no way to control it. You can't control who the delegates are. You can't restrict it to one item, which they claim, well, we'll just restrict it to, say, a balanced budget. You can't do that. If you've got the votes in a convention, you can do whatever you want to do. It cannot be limited to one item. Plus the fact that you don't know what they're going to do, and there are people on the other side, as you pointed out earlier, the socialists, who are just waiting and salivating, waiting for a convention so they then can remove our U.S. Constitution, which is a great constitution, and slide in a socialist United Nations type constitution, and there goes our country. We become just another, most of the European countries, just another socialist country with our loss of freedoms and complete government control. And that's what keeps me awake at night. I sleep well, Dr. Stan, but I worry about this during the daytime, believe me.
Well, I agree with you. That's why I'd like to get you on from time to time, because you and I think it's the same way about what's going on. But I think it's so vitally important for people to understand the foundations of our society. Last evening, I was watching television, and they were interviewing Nancy Pelosi, who is the majority leader. She is the minority leader in the House of Representatives. She was former Speaker of the House. She's a Democrat, a United States Congresswoman. And Nancy Pelosi was talking about how wonderful our democracy was and how we wanted our democracy here in America to work. And, you know, I'm thinking, here's a woman, one of the most powerful women in America, getting on television talking about our democracy. Well, certainly, has she never read the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence or the Bill of Rights or certainly the Federalist Papers or certainly the constitutions of all of the 50 states? Never once do they use the word democracy other than to say we do not want a democracy. Democracies will result in certainly the destruction of our freedom. And basically, it's been said, you know, certainly democracies always degenerate into turmoil. And if you get the 10th of the Federalist Papers, why is it there? And the 10th of the Federalist Papers, written by James Madison, why it says this: democracies are air spectacles of turbulence and contention, are certainly incompatible with personal liberty and private property, and are usually as short in their lives as they are violent in their deaths. And that's just what's happening. You see the increase in violence across America. It is because we've turned from a Republican type of government to a democracy, and the next thing will be a dictatorship. Let's go to Josh calling us from Spokane. Against our number, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Josh. Do you have a question for our guest?
I love your show, Dr. Stan. I always love listening to you at night. I'm actually at work, so I just wanted to throw out a couple comments and a quick question. I totally agree with what you guys are talking about, you know, the American people need to be more informed. I mean, you guys are talking about the Constitution, and nobody reads it anymore. Nobody knows about the Bill of Rights. Nobody reads that anymore, and especially being a Christian, I mean, I'm trying to read the Bible more because there's so much of it that's just watered down out there.
I'm having trouble hearing. Your voice is fading.
Josh, do you have a question for Senator? He's having difficulty hearing you.
Just want to know what's next on the socialist agenda that you've seen out there in our government.
Every person is elected to office, including the Supreme Court judges and most judges, all judges, when they take over their position that they've been elected to, they take an oath of office. And that oath of office said to, you know, essentially protect and defend and preserve the Constitution of the United States of America and in some case and the state, whichever state they're in. They swear that they will do that. that immediately after they take that oath of office, they forget all about it. And that's the problem that happens. Most politicians, and I remember almost all of them in Sacramento when I was up there, most of them hate the Constitution. You know why? Because it kept getting in their way as to what they wanted to do. The Founding Fathers were very intelligent people, and they knew what they were doing when they wrote our Constitution. And but most politicians, they hate it because it binds them, it keeps them from doing what they want to do. So what they do now is they ignore it. And I watch what President Obama and his administration is doing, and it appears to me they're doing things, and they completely ignore the Constitution of the United States. And that's wrong.
Well, I think one of the biggest things you mentioned earlier was Obamacare. And basically, Obamacare is unconstitutional. There is no place in the Constitution where the federal government has the right to do anything at all about having to do with medical care and health. That is a matter that has to be taken care of at the state and the local level. Well, what are your thoughts on Obamacare? Because, of course, as far as I can see, this is specifically designed to bankrupt this nation. I know my son called me the other day. He has a catastrophic health insurance policy. Costs him $4,000 a year. It's going to go to $14,000 a year. And it's still a catastrophic policy. Not going to pay the first dollar. Probably kicking in about $5,000. The insurance companies are going to make out like bandits. And the American people are going to be impoverished. My son's policy for his insurance is going from $4,000 to $14,000. Have you heard similar stories?
Oh, yeah. I'll give you my take on that, on Obamacare, Dr. Stan. And it's this, I believe that all from the beginning that the President Obama and his administration, they wrote this bill and they planned for it to fail. They want it to fail. And I'll tell you why. This is what I believe. First of all, it's what, over 900 pages. Most of the people that voted for it back, 3 years ago, never read it. They didn't know what was in it. But I think the President Obama and his folks were very clever. They wrote it, and they know it's going to fail for this reason. First of all, as you pointed out, they're having trouble with their website and getting it to work. I don't think they'll probably ever get it to work right. The other thing is that they know that they're canceling a lot of the insurance policies that people had that they were pleased with. And you take a younger person, say up to about age 36, they're usually healthier, and they don't need as much health care as someone like my age that needs more health care, and we're more expensive. But they've got to have these young people to come in and pay a large amount of money for their health care insurance in order to make the thing work. Well, what's going to happen, I believe, is that the thing is going to completely die. And whenever these the people find out how much their insurance policies are going to be increased, whether they'll be canceled, and then when they go to get the same thing or try to get something like it, they're going to see that their policy is going to cost them a lot more. You take, for example, before Obamacare, A young person could get a good health care policy for about $1,000 a year. Now they go to try to get the same policy after Obamacare is $5,000 a year. Now, what's going to happen? They're going to just say, hey, I'm not going to do it. And then if they don't, then they're going to be fined, and the IRS is going to fine them for not having an insurance policy. The whole thing is going to, it was designed to fail, because then after it becomes chaotic, then the government will say, well, this is chaos, and we're going to have to come in, and we're going to have to do something to straighten this out, and we're going to have socialized medicine, just like the European countries, which all are failing. Canada, England, all of them are failing with socialized medicine. France, every one of them, and they're going to destroy the health care in this country, which is the finest health care in the world.
Hearing me into that, let's go to Dolores. Hi, Dolores. Do you have a quick question for our guest?
Yes,
Dolores
I do.
Is calling from Washington. Go right ahead.
Yes.
What's your question?
I'm a constitutionalist, and I am a John Bircher, and I've studied it. Anti-federalist, when they were getting that the Constitution together and the first session of Congress, they changed two words in the oath of office. And the first one is obey and this Constitution. I just had to make that statement. Thank you for my call.
Yeah. Amen.
That two
You're
words.
Absolutely right.
This and
what we need
obey.
Is to get people
they change.
And our leadership to obey the Constitution, which they swore to do, and then we can get this country back on track.
I mean, that's what we're going to have to do. And ladies and gentlemen, you need to read our Constitution. You need to study our Constitution. We have this group called the Institute of the Constitution. They're with us every month. And so you need to take a course. You need to set one up. You need to understand what you're in favor of before you can really speak out effectively against what's happening. But we have a subversive group that they call themselves socialists. They want a Soviet America. The enemy is not in Russia or China. It's right here. It is funded by some of our most wealthy people, and that's what people don't understand. You need to read about the foundations.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan back here. We do hope you enjoyed our conversation with Senator Rogers. To really understand what's going on in America today, you really need to get our four CD set on the secret government. our 4-CD set on the secret societies, and basically we'll take you into the people working behind the scenes in these subversive organizations trying to transform America from a free society into a fascist socialist society. Now, who's really funding this? Well, of course, it's our great tax-exempt foundations, our people of great wealth. Why would they want to centralize power in government? Why, very simply, because they buy and sell the politicians. We have the finest politicians in Washington, D.C., that people of great wealth can buy, and this is what it's all about. Certainly the bankers, the people who control the Rockefellers, the Carnegie, the Ford foundations. Basically, they have a wonderful book called Foundations, Their Power and Influence. We recommend this to you. We have another book written by James H. Billington, the Librarian of Congress, called Fire in the Minds of Men. So there's two books for you to read. One is certainly Fire in the Minds of Men by James H. Billington, certainly the Librarian of Congress, which will take you into the secret societies that control America. And then, of course, certainly the book Foundations, Their Power and Influence, written by Rennie Wormser, who was the counsel for the Reese Committee, the only congressional committee ever allowed to investigate the great tax-exempt foundations. And then you want to know what David Rockefeller was up to, and the fact that he's a member of a secret cabal, and he openly brags about that in his book entitled Memoirs, and we carry the book by David Rockefeller. On page 405, he will tell you about the secret cabal that he joined, he is a member of, that is working against the best interests of the United States. And if David Rockefeller actually said that, why doesn't everybody know? Well, because Glenn Beck actually made that statement on Fox News and simply quoted from David Rockefeller's book, and he was immediately fired by Fox, and fortunately he has his own network, but he's not talking about David Rockefeller and the fact that he heads a subversive movement. David Rockefeller is the permanent honorary chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations, the permanent honorary chairman of the Trilateral Commission, and basically both of these are subversive groups intent upon bringing about a one-world government and destroying the very infrastructure of our society. These people know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. Now, basically, we need to get this information out. You need to understand that freedom and liberty are the same, and liberty is limited government. Tyranny is total government. We're moving towards total government. Our Constitution limited the power of the federal government so men could be free. And matters dealing with life, liberty, and property, and pensions, and health care were all to be taken care of at the state and the local level, never at the federal level. But that has all been forgotten, unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, because basically they've taken control of the media, and basically they control certainly all of the major means of outlets in America. I'm talking about television, I'm talking about publishing, I'm talking about newspapers, I'm talking about books, I'm talking about radio. And do you need to get the book, The New Media Monopoly? We recommend it strongly, The New Media Monopoly. And so we ask you, of course, to, if you're in a position to help Radio Liberty, we have to finance our network of radio stations across America. You can hear us on radio stations, two networks for this hour. And basically, then, of course, we have our shortwave. You can hear us on telephone for our afternoon programs. Certainly, you can hear certainly our satellite. If you have access to satellite internet, you can get us 4 hours a day at our website, RadioLiberty.com. So if you're in a position to help us financially, why we ask you to certainly call us at 1-800-544-8927 to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or certainly to buy the books we offer, or to get the health products that you use, or vitamins and minerals. If you'd like a free catalog, we'll be glad to send you one. Our telephone number again, 1-800-544-8927. We have all sorts of products. We sell them only so we can be able to maintain our network of stations across America. We ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
Let us all be grateful. Solemn prayer.
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you of the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, hopefully, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Lowell Ponte, who certainly is formerly a reporter at large for the Reader's Digest. He's worked certainly as a reporter and for a number of the major media outlets in America, but now he's writing a series of books, certainly going into the background of what's happening in America. And it's always a pleasure to have Lowell with us. Hi, Lowell. How are we doing?
Dr. Stan, it is wonderful to be back with you. I was reminded this holiday that we start out by stuffing a turkey and we end up by stuffing ourselves. I'm still recovering from Thanksgiving and the leftovers.
Well, it's always a good time. I always enjoy the leftovers, second or third nights that we have. Then, of course, we usually end up having a turkey soup, and that'll be the end of Thanksgiving and a preparation for Christmas coming.
Once I was doing a study on plants in the world, because most people tend to think that, gee, if wheat is growing here now, that must be where wheat originated. No, boys and girls, wheat originated around Turkey in antiquity. All coffee originated around Ethiopia and so on. And they just get spread across the planet. And what's fascinating is at that first Thanksgiving dinner, they were eating pumpkin, but pumpkin was not native to New England. In fact, the pumpkin that they were eating came originally from Central America. That's its indigenous homeland. The corn that they were eating on that first Thanksgiving had come originally from Mexico. And these seeds had just been carried in trade by Indian tribes from one tribe to another, acting as a huge kind of business operation. And, of course, the pilgrims who were there were also immigrants. Steve Martin used to have the comic, used to have a wonderful joke about all that. He said, imagine that you are you know, looking at America today or in the near history of our country. Here are these people who have crossed our borders without our permission. They have just settled here and begun taking over. They haven't obeyed our laws, our cultures, our traditions. From now on, this has to change. Every one of these people has to be made to learn to read, write, and speak Apache. That's just a little minor witticism.
Well, I think but I think basically we never stop and think that we actually took this country away from the Indians by force, and that wasn't right either.
Well, this is what history has always been, for better or worse. But, and I'm sure at this point, of course, we're now seeing a wave of people with Native American ancestry as well as Spanish ancestry coming back to, I live in Southern California, for example, coming back to retrieve that culture. But what I find fascinating, and I've done some study of, we now see the descendants of the pilgrims and the pioneers dying off in unusual ratios. And one possible reason for this, you remember you and I have talked about how Obamacare has become a major source of stress and hence heart attacks, cancer, and so on in our culture. Well, when we come back, I can talk about another form of stress that has a lot to do with the idea of American exceptionalism. And American exceptionalism is not just an idea, it's physically real. We'll talk about that.
All right, fine. But of course, America is a unique country, not because it's in the fields of waving grain or our great mountains or certainly our oceans. America is great because of a constitution, a unique idea that limited the power of government over the lives of the people so they could be free. Until people understand that this is what makes America different and that everything is being done to destroy that constitution by the subversive element that controls our government today.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued.
Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal.
We'll be back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Lowell Potty was simply talking about why America is different. And he simply pointed out that basically, of course, we were a land of immigrants. And basically, these were people who were willing to give up the security of where they live, whether it was in Germany or England or certainly in France or certainly even in the Orient. And even in South America and Latin America, they were willing to give up what they had to come to America because they had this inquisitive desire, this desire to want to be free, to be different for opportunity. And because these are a different makeup of people, then most people just are quite willing to go along and stay where they community where they were born and raised. But the people who came to America were different, and as a result of that, we certainly have a different type of people. People who really value freedom much more so than in many other countries where everything is taken for granted and certainly you're provided for by the local community from the cradle to the grave. But America was a unique nation because we were made up of the people from all over the world who wanted something better, and so they came to America. Lowell, you pick up the story from there.
Oh, sure, and understand that for most human beings, it takes a great deal of initiative, courage, willpower to be able to tear up your roots that may have been in a place for 1,000 years or more, to tear up those roots in order to take a chance on another land across the sea. You know, there was a famed comedian from North Carolina who used to say that his ancestors, too, had come to America. His name was Sam Levinson. That his ancestors had come to America because they'd heard that the streets here were paved with gold. What they discovered, he said, were three things. Number one, the streets in America were not paved with gold. Number two, the streets in America were not even paved. Number three, his family were the ones expected to pave them. And yet, we have created a land of gold and opportunity, but now, what are we seeing? Since the advent of progressivism began taking over our government exactly 100 years ago, we have seen that freedom begin to go into eclipse. We have begun to see the United States turn into the very kind of land that our ancestors, our pioneer ancestors and pilgrim ancestors, fled to escape from. And now they find those chains of oppression that drove our ancestors here, those chains of oppression are now being locked onto us. And yet we have these freedom-yearning American exceptionalism genes in our body. As a result, Obamacare actually causes far more stress here than it would, say, in Europe. Because what President Obama is really doing is making over the United States into welfare state socialist Europe, into a continent where people generally outside England never really had that much freedom, where people were limited in their economic opportunity. If you were born into a class, you had to stay in that class for most of your life, where heavy taxation and government rules were the norm, not the exception. And now we're finding that kind of oppression being brought here, and that is a major factor in the stress, I would argue, that you see today in Obamacare, that you see in the president raising taxes. You know, one of the frightening things, as I looked at this past Thanksgiving, we saw something we haven't seen for a long time in Thanksgiving, and that is, yes, Americans went out and shopped, but they actually spent less money than they did the preceding year. It was as if people are now suddenly much more careful, much more concerned that we do not have abundance and security and prosperity here anymore, that we used to have a shrinking or a growing pie in America, but we now have a shrinking pie. And as a result, we find ourselves hunkering down. We find ourselves in some ways afraid, especially those Americans who have lost faith. You know, we underestimate just how much of a role faith played for the pilgrims to come to Plymouth Rock. I mean, they put their hands in the hands of God, and they understood that it would only, that would be the only thing that would see them through, ultimately. And it did. But what do we do now with people who have been taught to laugh at God? We now have a culture, especially of the young, where nearly 30% of young Americans are taught that it's fashionable to be atheist or at least to ridicule those who have faith. The odd thing about today's progressives on the left, however, is that while they reject God, they utterly believe in, without exception, Santa Claus. They believe that the government, and this is a fundamental tenet of progressive ideas, that the government can play Santa Claus, that science can play Santa Claus, that if you give people like Michael Bloomberg, the outgoing mayor of New York, enough power and enough scientists to back his views, that he can be a philosopher king so superior to us that he's entitled to tell you and me what we can eat, what we can drink, what we can say, what we can think, that he's entitled to control our lives for our own good. Because the old rugged individualism that came with those entrepreneurial genes to America in our ancestors, that has now been supplanted by a new, a very negative collectivist philosophy that came from Europe. Here we call it collectivism, or we call it the progressivism. In Europe, that form of collectivism metastasized into communism, into Nazism, into welfare state or Fabian socialism, but always a collectivist idea dedicated to the principle that all that mattered was the group, was the nation, was the ideology, that individuals were worthless, and that any number of individuals could be sacrificed to bring about the triumph of the state. And alas, these are the ideas we're beginning to see implemented here in the United States as well, that we're beginning to realize that progressivism on the left here has the same fundamental roots that communism and Nazism did in Europe, and that those roots are very destructive. And one manifestation of that, as we've discussed, is that on both sides of the Atlantic Ocean, this ideology manifested in eugenics, manifested in the idea that the state should be able to look at people and say, well, you're good, and you will be allowed to survive and have children, but you over there who argue against the state, you are not good. We are going to see that you are not allowed to reproduce. And so it was that Woodrow Wilson, for example, the first really great ideological progressive president, as he came to power in 1913, was a big supporter of available abortion for everyone, the kind of idea that had been used to eliminate or to pare down certain racial and cultural groups, such as African Americans. In fact, Margaret Sanger, one of the founders of Planned Parenthood, said as much, that one of the real purposes of making abortion widely available was to reduce the black population here. And Woodrow Wilson, as we've discussed, was a wild advocate of sterilizing criminals, of sterilizing mental defectives, which is to say people he thought had a lower IQ than he did. Great progressive jurists, such as Oliver Wendell Holmes, basically issued one of his most famous statements from the bench, not much quoted these days, when he looked at a poor woman who actually did not have that low an IQ and just said, three generations of idiots is enough. Sterilize her. That voice coming from the bench of the Supreme Court itself in the mouth of Oliver Wendell Holmes, that was the ideology of progressivism, and as we've discussed, it really still is. Barack Obama's first chief science advisor, his science czar, named was John Holdren, who was co-author of a book that advocated putting sterilant chemicals into the world's food and water supplies, and then giving government the control of who would have the antidote to be allowed to have children and who wouldn't. I mean, imagine that in the hands of an Adolf Hitler. No Jews would ever need to apply for that antidote. They would never be allowed it. And in one generation, unable to have babies, there would be no more Jews. I mean, that's how easy genocide would become. And of course, there would be no more Tea Party members either, potentially. I mean, we're already seeing under Obamacare a gradual acknowledgement that, yes, there are death panels. In fact, we saw a major reporter from Time magazine only days ago acknowledge that, yes, death panels. He didn't say the term, but he went along with someone who just did. That death panels would play a major role. And since we've seen the Internal Revenue Service used ideologically to say, if you're on the political right, if you're associated with the Tea Party, you will not be allowed tax exemptions. But if you're on the left, if you're supporting President Obama, you can instantly be given all the tax exemptions you want. There are still, and now they're even coming back, having been caught breaking the law by doing this, by engaging in gross inequality. What is the Democrats' response to that? President Obama is now rewriting the law to make legal what they did illegally over the last 3 years. He is just declaring that, well, of course we need political surveillance over who gets a tax exemption and who doesn't. This is a frightening omen, and the next step, of course, will be we need political surveillance to see who gets to have a kidney transplant and who doesn't under Obamacare.
Well, you know, I think it's very interesting that if you look and see what's going on in England today, and you can check this out on the Internet, that about 125,000 senior citizens are killed in England every year. They go to the hospital and they're simply allowed to die. Basically, I've talked to people from England. They're afraid to go to the, if you're older, the older English people are afraid to go to the hospital for fear they won't get out alive. And they actually allow about 125,000 senior citizens who would not necessarily die, to die in the hospitals. They simply go in there with the whole care. This is not imaginary. It's really going on today. You can look this up on the Internet. I've done this. Check it out. And the same thing is going to happen in America. Where's the outcry from our political leaders? Why, of course, it's muted and it's silence. We'll be back in just a moment here with our special guest, Lowell Potty, right here at Radio Liberty.
Let us
The cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Dr. Stan and Moll is simply talking about our monetary system and the fact that basically, of course, we have a totally fraudulent system that's lost, certainly the dollar's lost about 96-97% of its value over this last 100 years. Remember, the Federal Reserve Board was created in 1913 at a secret meeting. It basically was created to give us a stable currency. Well, it was never really intended to create a stable currency. It was always created to turn, certainly, our monetary system over to the control of a small group of very wealthy people so they could manipulate it for their own financial advantage. Lord, you go right ahead and pick up the story there.
Well, what we've seen since then, as you indicate, is money used to do any number of things, including fund a welfare state. And through the welfare state, and I don't just mean welfare for the poor, I mean welfare for the speculators on Wall Street. as we have today, for all kinds of interest groups, that endless churning, that creation of money. Now every year, for example, the Federal Reserve creates out of thin air, like a magician conjuring it, more than $1 trillion, unbacked by anything. It's not backed by more productivity. I mean, this is part of the irony of the fact that the stock market people now say, oh, you should invest in stock. Why, we're above 16,000 on the Dow. Record territory for the stock exchange. Well, first, you really aren't if you factor in inflation, because that 16,000 is based on inflated dollars, not real dollars. But even so, the problem is that this is just magic money. If you ask, why has the stock gone up? There's really no reason why the stock market has increased. We're not more productive today than we were. In fact, production of durable goods is going down. Even the Federal Reserve a few days ago, or just before Thanksgiving, acknowledged our economy is going down at present. We are in a prolonged period of economic instability, lack of prosperity. What do I mean? I mean, we have only 101 million people who have full-time jobs in America today. That is the lowest proportion, or you would say job participation rate in formal economics, the lowest number of people with those kinds of jobs since the Jimmy Carter era. We have huge unemployment and underemployment, at least 23 million Americans unemployed and underemployed. You have 101 million full-time employed compared to 108 million who are on means-tested welfare programs in the U.S. We have dramatically more people on welfare than we have working full-time. And that is not a state that can go on for very long, because the government has to keep taking from the productive in order to feed the unproductive, and the unproductive now outnumber the productive. There are more people in the wagon then there are people pulling the wagon now by a dramatic margin that keeps increasing in our society. And we wonder why on this Thanksgiving, as we look back and remembered the pilgrims and their tradition, why so few people were buying as they had in the past. Well, the average American family today has in annual income about $3,500 less dollars a year than they did at the beginning of the Obama administration. The average American just in the last year has seen taxes increase by more than $1,000. Now, you'll remember that this president, when he ran, promised solemnly that, oh, I will implement Obamacare, but you'll be able to keep your doctor if you want your doctor. You'll be able to keep your insurance policy if you want your insurance policy. And regarding taxes, he said, if you make less than $200,000 or $250,000 a year, you will not see your taxes increase by even a nickel, not even a dime. Your taxes will not go up. Oh, by the way, he also said that your medical costs for insurance would go down by $2,500. In fact, they're now apparently on the way to an average increase of 41%. They're not going down at all, of course. But just in the last year, Americans have seen their average family taxes go up by about $1,100.
Well, you know, our economy is going down. I said the employment's down. I said more and more people are on welfare. But the government, as you say, the taxes are going up. And basically, we are on the road to destruction. The average individual doesn't understand this is being done on purpose. Basically, there's a small group of people who want to destroy the infrastructure of our society and take us into a fascist nation. Basically, people focus your attention on the communists in Russia and the communists in China. The enemy is not there. Who do you think it is who finances Russia? Who do you think it is who's intentionally transferring our jobs and our manufacturing to communist China, letting them bring their products into America without tariffs, whereas they charge us massive tariffs over there so we can't take our goods into China? But nobody's telling the American people. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Nothing as it appears to be, ladies and gentlemen. Nothing as it appears to be.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Lowell Ponte, simply pointing out basically how fraudulent our statistics are. You get these statistics all the time from the government, and they tell you, oh, my goodness, you know, look, unemployment is down. Suddenly, why more and more people are working? Well, then if you look at the working numbers, more and more people aren't working. The unemployment figures are down, but more people aren't working. How can that be? Well, it's simply their definition of these things. What you really want to do is not look at the U2 unemployment figures. What you want to do is go to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and look up the U6 unemployment, and you'll find out, of course, that that is not the unemployment figures that they give you. That's the U2 unemployment. The U6 unemployment figures are the people who are unemployed, the people who are underemployed, and the people who have simply given up looking for work are no longer certainly on the list there, or they've been off work for so long that they're no longer counted. And there you're going to find it's 14 to 15% unemployment. They're simply lying to you, ladies and gentlemen. Everything you hear on television, everything you hear on the radio, everything you read in the newspapers about unemployment is simply a lie. Look up the Bureau of Labor Statistics, U6 unemployment figures, not those that they give you for the common people. Well, certainly our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, if you have a question or comment for our guest, Lowell Ponte. But before we go on, Lowell, I want you to go ahead and tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can get the book that you and Craig have written.
Well, the good news about having Craig Smith as co-author is this is a man who began 30 years ago as an entrepreneur, as someone with his entrepreneurial gene, with $50 of his own money and he has built it into what essentially today is a $1 billion company. So he has no need to make money by selling books. He does have a great concern, having already essentially retired himself, a great concern for his children and grandchildren and ours. He would like myself, to bring back the republic here, bring back the Constitution, small government, sound, honest money, individualism, government kept out of people's lives. And that would be a much healthier, saner thing than what the progressives have given us with their control freak nanny statism, where these people literally think they're entitled to control every little facet of your life and mine. This is why when you hear someone call himself a progressive, run for your life, because that's literally what may be at stake here. And you can get this book, therefore, absolutely free. Craig and I would love to send you a copy. We'll pay for the postage. We'll pay for the phone call to get it. And, of course, we'll pay for the book, which would otherwise cost you $19.95 in the bookstore. It's at more than 250 pages of mind-boggling information. If you like to argue with liberals or progressives, this is a treasure trove of information that will help you do that more effectively and understand how you've been manipulated, bamboozled, herded, stampeded, manipulated. The book is called The Great Withdrawal. To get a copy absolutely free and postpaid, just call 800-630-1494. That's 1-800-630-1494. Or as I like to say, to help people remember, it's a little like Columbus, but it isn't quite 1492. It's 1-800-630-1494. And as I say, the subtitle is How the Progressive 100-Year Debasement of America and the Dollar Ends. Because, frankly, President Obama is showing a range of tactics now that bespeak panic. The progressives realize that people no longer believe them anymore. They cannot use the old mind control techniques they used to use to get him and others elected or to have control over us. We now see that whenever people are given freedom, for example, when union members in the very heart of progressive Wisconsin, the homeland of modern American progressivism, when they're given a choice to leave their labor union but keep their job, up to 60% of union members are quitting the union. And if the union system disappears in America, that, God knows, is where the Democratic Party gets a great deal of its money and power. So that could disintegrate if people were simply given freedom of choice.
Well, let's go to Jay, who's calling us from Soquel, California. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Jay, do you have a question for our guest?
Well, no, so I was going to say, I got here in Santa Cruz, in 96, $100 bill in my pocket. And I've never had a job, you know, a legal job here at Santa Cruz yet. I wash windows, I do yard work. You know what I'm saying? Like, as far as the government, you know, it's just, I never had a job because I don't get no salary from, you know, a certain corporation or anything.
Right,
I've been here for 20 years, and, you know, I'm one of those people who falls in the cracks, I guess. You know, okay. I work, so I make like $20 a day, you know?
Well, I'm glad that you're working there, Jay. Do you have a question at all from our guest?
I was just going to have a comment about, like, people like me. I live in a Volkswagen van. It's almost on, like, private property. And I'm writing a book. I told you before, like, I'm writing a novel right now. It's like a short story. So I have, like, projects to play guitar and stuff like that. And, of course, I'm a Christian, so I go to church, stuff like that. So I was just going to have, you know, that.
Well, Jay, I just appreciate the fact that you're not on welfare, that you're looking after yourself.
Right.
You may not be making a lot of money, but at least you're supporting yourself and not like the people who are certainly dependent upon government. But let me tell you, when this whole thing collapses, they're going to be without anything. At least you'll be able certainly to maintain and take care of yourself. Do you have any comments at all for our guest there?
Me?
No, I'm talking about our guests.
Oh, well, for our esteemed caller,
low party.
If we still had honest money in this country, if Jerry was making $20 a day in gold-backed money, as we used to have before 1913, he would be making a very handsome living. The problem is, because they've taken over our currency and debased it, they've made it into funny money, we now have a world where, for example, just as we've discussed before, regulation alone has taken the average American income in practical terms down to $53,000 a year on average. Sounds very impressive, but of course, that's only 2% of what their dollars would have bought before. If we had not had that government regulation from the political left, the average American family's income today would be $330,000 a year. And we show the economists who have done that analysis and come to those conclusions. Our gross domestic product would not be $16 trillion a year in America. It would be about $54 trillion a year. And there would be no poverty, no unemployment. We would have pure prosperity here. But the government has taken that all away from people. I admire Jerry, and I wish him great success with his novel.
Well, Jay certainly has got called before. He certainly is a hardworking fellow who believes in these ideas of individual freedom.
But you see, this is how we all get victimized by the manipulation the government is doing. By the way, there are a lot of people who think that if they work for cash, if they're drug dealers, if they are engaged in just taking pure money from people, somehow if the government doesn't know how much you're earning, you're not being taxed. No, boys and girls. They use inflation deliberately as a way of taxing you secretly. So the government doesn't even need to know how much money you're making. Every dollar that you earn each year becomes worth about 5 to 7% less than it was the year before. And that will go on your entire life. And at the end of your life, government will have taken by that method about 80% of everything you've earned, because that's cumulative. That happens every year to you. It happens to your savings. You know, they continue to tax your savings, in other words, every year, even though you've already paid formal tax on it. So that's just one of the many ways they manipulate you. In fact, we did a whole book about that called The Inflation Deception.
And I think that most people really don't understand what a cruel ruse inflation is, because basically why suddenly the dollar that was worth a dollar in 1913, suddenly they've destroyed that, what, about 93, 94, 95% of the value of that 1913 dollar has been destroyed?
98%. I mean, your dollar is now worth only 2 pennies. Of what it would have been worth in 1913.
But the average individual doesn't understand what they're doing, because, of course, they control the media. Because they control the media, they largely control what the American people think and see and believe. And if you doubt that, we have a wonderful book. It's called The New Media Monopoly, The New Media Monopoly by Professor Ben Bagdikian, who's a liberal, certainly professor, certainly retired now, but he spent 30 years researching the control of the medium, and his book, The New Media Monopoly, is vitally important. Our telephone number, again, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-295. We have Josh calling from Washington. We'll have Josh on in just a moment here. But if you're out there and you have a question, or you are concerned about what they're doing and the way, certainly, of destroying our freedom, and basically, of course, what they have now is a government that can watch us and monitor us from the cradle to the grave. Everybody's been assigned a number, and suddenly they watch and do everything you do with your credit card. Anytime you buy anything, they have a permanent record of that. They have their drones watching people. They have their cameras on every corner. They listen to all of your telephone conversations and record them, all of your emails and faxes. That's known as a Project Echelon. They have fusion centers where they actually take and correlate all of the information about you. This is not imaginary, ladies and gentlemen. This is really very, very real. Josh, do you have a question for our guest?
I do, and it's just in general for both of you. Just wondering if there's any way for the government to actually track gold and silver sales. And then also, in the future, do you guys think that if the government actually would go that far to actually seize gold and silver like they did.
All right, fine. You know, it's gold. Basically, Josh wants to know, can they track the sales of gold and silver? And I think he wants to know at some time in the future, could they try to take the gold and silver away from the people?
They might, but of course they're now trying to move beyond paper money altogether to a cashless society. So they're probably not as concerned about gold as they used to be, because most people don't understand the value of gold as something that's been money for the last 5,000 years. Most people are perfectly content as long as they have a credit card that allows them to buy what they need. What they don't realize is we're soon going to be in an age where the government can step in and simply shut off your credit card whenever it wishes, that it becomes a perfect way of tracking you. In fact, it was described in the book of Revelation, in the talk of the mark of the beast, that people will not be able to buy or sell without having the mark of the beast on them, meaning basically your credit card number and your social security number and whatever genetic or identifiers they have, like the print of your iris in your eye, to prove that you are you. Now, there will be some small advantages to this, and in Sweden, for example, there are banks you could walk into that have no cash money in them at all. Everything is just handled by paper or electronic transactions. When the Federal Reserve prints $1 trillion a year, it doesn't even actually print it. It just adds digits to the government's computer accounts electronically. So gradually, we're getting away. You know, Thomas Jefferson at one point said that paper is not money. It is only the ghost of money. Well, we are now on the verge of an age where what we call money will just be the ghost of paper. You won't even have paper dollars in your hand anymore. You will just have a credit card, but a credit card that the government can monitor and turn off at any time. And once we go fully cashless, then everything you do in your life can be monitored, can be used to judge how much tax you should really owe, and can be used to collect tax from you directly. So if, for example, your son graduates from high school and you want to give him $100 as a gift, that will go through a government computer, and that transaction will be taxed 20%. So the government will soon be getting a slice of everything. There almost will be no such thing as a private transaction. Gold will be viewed, as it often is today, just as a commodity for barter. And yet, on a global level, countries' central banks and other nations are quietly moving away from dependence on paper money and back toward gold. The Chinese have been rushing to stockpile gold in their central bank, for example, because they understand when all other money collapses, people will still accept gold as money.
Well, let's go to Joe, who's calling us from New Jersey, and he wants to talk about gold and gold being used as money. Joe, do you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, well, no, I just want to make this statement to help this last caller that called in regarding would there be any documentation if you were to buy gold, and would they know about it and would be able to track you down? No, as long as you don't give them your Social Security number, then you don't have to worry about it. About that. And if they should try to confiscate your gold, I might remind the audience that back in the 30s when they confiscated everybody's gold, well, they tried to confiscate everybody's gold by creating a law that, you know, you would be imprisoned or a $10,000 fine. And guess what? Only 25% of the population turned in their gold. So the heck with them.
Anything else you wanted to say, Joe?
Well, that's about it. And can I give the website that or the gold company that does not ask for your Social Security number?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, it's Midas Resources.
Okay, very good. That's okay. Thank you very much. Okay, fine. And so our guest is Lowell Potty. Lowell wants to go right ahead.
Well, when Franklin Roosevelt, by executive order, confiscated gold, he did two things, actually. First, he eliminated what up till then had been a part of every major contract that would be signed between two companies or so on. And that was, he eliminated gold clauses in the contract. It used to be that, as a precaution, people would say, when this contract comes due, the amount to be paid is either X amount of dollars or X quantity of gold in bullion. That was to, as a precaution to make sure that the government could not debase the dollars that were paper and thereby cheat people out of what they were owed. So gold became a standard of value.
But before we go on, I want you to get your name and your book out again and how people can get it.
Oh, and I notice all our callers' names begin with J.
Right.
So I hope they will all take this opportunity to call and get a free copy of The Great Withdrawal, How the Progressive 100-Year Debasement of America and the Dollar Ends. The toll-free number to get it, and we'll pay for postage and everything, is 800-630-1494. That's 800-630-1494.
And the title once again.
The Great Withdrawal.
The Great Withdrawal. We'll be back here in just a moment. Our guest this evening is certainly Lowell Plotty. Fascinating. We always enjoy having Joel with us. Be back in just a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and this is the time when I need to remind all of our listeners out there from my ministry, Radio Liberty is a primarily listener-supported, and we're really dependent upon those of you who are listening to our programs to help us. And there's lots of things you can do. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and And suddenly get our four best tapes of the month. You can subscribe to our newsletter. You can certainly get the books and DVDs and four tape sets and the other things we offer. We actually carry all sorts of things that you need to have. We certainly have a section certainly to provide you with the health products that you need, and certainly the vitamins and minerals, and certainly we carry certainly all the things that really are so vitally important. We certainly have various products that you need to supplement what you're taking. And we have vitamin D3, which we think is vitally important. Most people are not getting adequate amounts of calcium. Certainly, most people are not getting adequate amounts of curcumin and the other flavonoids. Anyway, if you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, and simply ask for the list of the various health products that we carry, we'll be glad to send that to you. Or certainly, if you want to get our catalog, we'll send that to you free of charge. It lists our health products and all the other things we carry as well. And you get that by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, and ask for a free copy of the catalog. Now, if you really want to understand what's going on in the world today, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, because it takes you, it's an easy book to read, but will give you the information on the secret societies that exist out there that are moving us towards a world government. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there really are secret societies. They're not imaginary. And once you first read the book, you'll be able to see them. You'll be able to understand why we're doing all the incredible things we're doing, why suddenly America is moving into a situation of total financial insolvency, why we are borrowing a trillion dollars a year. We are borrowing $1 trillion a year, basically. The federal government costs about $2 trillion. That is what the federal government is collecting, whereas the federal government is actually costing about $3.5 or $3.6 trillion a year to actually run, and we're only taking in about $2.2 trillion. So we're going down somewhere between $1 and $1.3 trillion a year. We're going behind. So the government is simply just creating that out of nothing. And basically, this is eventually going to result in the financial collapse of our society. It's not a matter of if, but when. You can't keep increasing your debt every single year. It took the United States certainly 200 years to accumulate $1 trillion in debt. Today, we are accumulating $1 trillion in debt every year. And you're not hearing about this through regular channels, but basically the government is not trying to solve the problem. They really do intend to bankrupt this country and then take us into a chaotic situation, destroy the value of our currency, impoverish our people, and then, of course, to destroy freedom as we've known it. This is not imaginary. It's very real. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and you can get that by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to get our four CD set on the secret government. You need to get our four CD set on the secret societies. You need to get the information that is readily available from Radio 8927. 1-800-544-8927. Tell other people about it and encourage them to listen to it. The Radio Liberty family, welcome you aboard. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you, sirs, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, and for our protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, we'll be back again. Dr. Stan, goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.
Let us all be grateful. In a solemn prayer, God bless America, the land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. from the mountain, to the prairie, to the ocean, wide and cold.
Gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you for joining.